Hello.
Hi, Hunter. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm glad that Monday's almost done.
I understand completely.
You probably feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like Mondays are, I don't know why I feel like they're, I feel like where'd the weekend go, first of all? You
right.
know, where was my weekend? So,
yeah, it goes by
but how
way
was your day
quick.
Today? How was your day?
It was all right. Yep.
Okay. Staying busy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
No joke.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to keep you too long either because I know you've probably had a really long day. I did want to follow up with you as you had requested. I wasn't sure if you were going to be back home or not.
Yep, I actually am back home now. So,
okay.
And I got my wallet in my hand.
Okay. So, I will try to get you through this as quickly as possible. I promise
okay.
It won't be painful. Just joking. And then, so this way you can rest. So, what is going to, I know I sent you, actually, let me look back, because I know I sent that. I think you had already given me your email address. I have it right here. Okay.
Yep, it should be hunter@recounttree.net.
Yes, sir. Did you,
yep.
by any chance, check to see if you got your email?
I did get that email.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yep.
This second email that I'm going to send over to you, Hunter, it's just going to say client dashboard analytics. And all that does is it's only giving you like an overview of our reporting system on how you'll track
okay.
your results with us. So it'll say client dashboard analytics. Okay.
Okay.
So let me send you that one. Now on this number, you can also receive text messages as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you over two text messages. Once you receive the second one, just confirm with me that you received both, okay?
Okay.
So I'm what is considered the lead on the account. However, I still like for you to have my information for your records. So you're going to receive
yep.
the first one, saying Nadine Medina with my number and my extension, okay? Now,
alrighty.
The second one is going to have the number to our customer service department. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, I would like for you to save this phone number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you always have our phone number.
Okay.
Now, that 877 number, you'll call whenever you have an update, change, question, concern. It's you'll be contacting customer service. And we are always here, okay, Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. For you, that would be 9 to 6, okay, because
okay.
you're 2 hours ahead. Did you get those two messages?
Yes, I did.
Beautiful. Now, Hunter, in creating the account, your first name, you spell it H-U-N-T-E-R?
Correct.
And your last name?
B-R-E-C-O-U-N-T.
Recount? Is that how you pronounce
yeah.
it? Oh, okay.
Recount.
Recount.
Yep.
Ah, interesting. Yep. What origin is that? Do you mind if I ask?
I'm not entirely sure. I can't really find anything on it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what I'm guessing is probably in like the early 1900s is my guess, or
uh-huh.
late 1800s, family came over and they changed the last name because it was too hard to pronounce or something.
That's what I was thinking, too. There must have been a name change or something. Interesting.
Yeah.
That would be so cool to know.
Because you don't find many at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a common name. I've never heard of it. Interesting. That would be some good history to look into.
Yeah. There's only... I think Ohio, Illinois, Minnesota, and Missouri, I think, are the only places that even have anybody with that name.
Really? Wow. How cool is that? Okay. Now, the phone number that should be listed for the business is going to be the 319-470-2394, correct?
Correct.
And that's the best number for us to also reach you on, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, also, the way that you want the company name listed, is that going to be Brecount Tree Service? Do you want the LLC included or without?
No, with that will be fine.
Without. Okay, so I'm going to make sure that the LLC is not listed on there. Okay. Now, Google, also, what address are they going to PIN verify you at? Typically, it's your home address, but your address will show nowhere on Google. The address will be hidden. So
okay,
what address are you going to use?
1703 39th
uh-huh.
Street,
okay.
Fort Madison.
Fort Madison, right?
Yep, 52627.
Perfect. And I'm going to make sure that that address is hidden. Excuse me. I'm assuming it's your residence, right? Like your home
correct.
Office?
Okay. Yep.
Now, as far as for the billing, so the card that you're using today, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name Hunter, or is it in both?
Business name and my name.
How does your name read on there?
It is Hunter Brecount, and then
okay.
underneath that, Brecount Tree Service, LLC.
Okay, so the LLC is on that. Okay.
On this one, yes.
Yeah. Okay, same billing address as well?
Correct.
Okay. Just update this here. Let me go back this way. Let's see. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. How's the weather right now up there?
It's not bad right now, but I think it's about 9 or 10 o'clock. It's supposed to get pretty nasty.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of bad weather here lately.
Oh, no. Yeah,
drove
we're barely starting to get sun.
Oh, really?
That's so scary.
Yeah,
we had. Did you?
Next to a tornado a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How frightening. You know what? I'm going to tell you. I hear tornadoes aren't as bad as earthquakes. At least you know it's coming, right? They say. But sometimes that tornado can make a quick turn. You know, we had an earthquake
the
other week. I was at my desk, and I felt like the desk, shake bad. Now, I just looked around like, okay, nobody moved the desk. Something. I was like, do I sit or do I run?
Yeah, the tornadoes, they're, for the most part, you know they're coming, except for at night.
Yeah.
Those ones you can't really see.
Oh, man. Well, my prayers are with you. I hope the weather passes. And you said MasterCard, right?
Correct.
What's the card number?
5298.
Uh-huh.
7200.
Okay.
0111.
Mm-hmm.
0538.
Expiration month and year.
12/26.
And the CVV code on the back?
818.
I'm going to also put a security question on your account here with us to protect it, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Let's do city I was born in.
And what city was that?
Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington?
Yeah.
Like Burlington Coat Factory?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly like that.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay, so before I process your payment, what I'm going to do, Hunter, is I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And so what it's all going to do is just outline our service agreement, and then it's going to go over billing date. It'll say that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, but again, you're paying monthly. And it'll also state that if you choose to cancel or pause it, just make sure that you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged and we part as friends. Okay. Simple as that. Okay. Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Hunter, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Breakout Tree Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Hunter Breakout, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Hunter, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I also want you to keep in mind that you might get a call from another company, right, that's trying to sell you another type of online product. Hunter, they are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to pay more money. And if in the event someone calls you and you're just not quite sure if it's us or not, please always ask, what is my security question? Now, if they disconnect the call, they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose, like,
let me explain
saying
it.
If I have anything. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll explain it to you first. So, like, we know you have a Facebook business page. We know you're using Angie's, right? But let's say you're going to do additional marketing, right? We're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do it, just give us a call and say, hey, I'm thinking of signing up with this company to do XYZ. We'll just make sure and we'll tell you, hey, that go for it. It won't interfere with what we're doing, right? Or we might tell you, like, if you said, hey, I'm going to do Facebook ads, we would tell you don't do them because we're already running Facebook ads for you. We just don't want you to spend more money, Hunter. And if you're doubling up on what we're doing, it could hurt you more instead of help you. Make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So going back to in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 6th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a 2-month verbal agreement. So what that means is your second payment will be charged on June 6th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $299. Now this will be a recurring payment. So once your term is completed, okay, your agreement, Hunter, will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the 877-635-6225 number that I texted you. Please save that number in your contacts under Local Splash. And if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we just ask that you at least please contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, if I have to pause or cancel it, make sure you call 3 business days before the 6th. That way you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
All right.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package and processing the payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to get the receipt sent to your email, and we send it to you in a text message, and we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. I probably just need like about maybe 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all set. Now, tomorrow, I need to schedule your client interview. The client interview is going to be where we block out an hour. It could take about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. But this is when you're going to talk to our technician about the website, your keywords, the areas we're targeting. This is where the magic is going to happen, okay? How does your schedule look for tomorrow? And you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay? So just an FYI. But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So what time do you think would work? So I could take a look at the calendar. Do you want me to give you some times that are open?
Go ahead and give me some times that are open.
Okay. So the earliest appointment would be whatever time I give you is going to be your time zone. Okay. So the earliest appointment I have for tomorrow would be 9 to 10. I have 9 to 10. 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2. I have 3 to 4, 4 to 5. Do any of those times work? I might have a 5 to 6. If that works for you, I can ask.
Let's do the 4 to 5.
4 to 5? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment is going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to call you, Hunter, from an 877 number. So just make sure that you're answering, you know, all calls within that hour. Now, we'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview. However, let's say when we call you, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, right? Just pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we will call you right back, okay?
Okay.
So let me send you this, and then we're going to go over a few keywords, just a couple of notes from my technician. We'll review your receipt, and then you should be all set, okay? So under your services, I know when we were talking earlier, and I'm just going to go back to my notes here. I had listed when we were discussing, we were talking about, okay, your service area. We had mentioned 20 to 30 miles. Do you want to start it at 30?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me put 30 there. Now, as far as your services, what do you want me to notate on here? Just to kind of give my technician an idea of where to start from.
So, like, tree removal, tree trimming.
Okay. What about storm damage?
Trying to think. Yep. Storm or storm work, whichever.
Okay.
Emergency tree work.
Okay. Do you do land clearing?
I don't do land clearing yet.
No. Okay. No worries. Let me go to your Facebook and see what I find over there.
Brush cleanup.
Brush cleanup, okay.
Climbing. Yep.
Tree climbing or just climbing?
Yep. Either or.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then what about stump grinding?
I do not do stump grinding, no.
And no stump removal, right?
Correct.
Okay. Residential and commercial?
Yeah, we can put that.
Okay.
See if I can get some commercial jobs.
Okay. And then as far as like licensing and insurance, do you carry either one of those or are you in the process?
So like licensing for tree work in Iowa is, it, I can't find
anything.
Not
really required? Okay.
Right. It's not required in Iowa.
But you have the LLC, right?
Correct. I do. And I have the LLC and I have insurance.
Okay, perfect. So that's what I'm going to note. Has LLC insured? Yes. Not that it's a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Okay.
Right.
And then, oh my gosh, it seems like May is flying. Jeez. I can't believe we're already on the second week of May. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to go here. All right. Now, also, we're going to build your website. You have pictures. What about a business logo? You have one, right? A company logo?
Yes, that is actually on my Facebook.
It's, I was going to say, I thought I saw it there. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, you have the option, okay, it doesn't cost you anything. Instead of us listing your physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that is linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. This will allow you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls if a spam call came in. Would you be interested, in a tracking number or just keep it with your number to be listed? Totally up to you.
So what is the tracking number? That's an app that like records everything.
What it is like, let's say for example, it'll be like a local number, right? Like local in your area. Okay. Let's just say it says 319-470-2000. When they call that number, it's still ringing to your phone, right? However, there's an app on your phone that you would download from the App Store. And on that app, you could track whatever calls you missed. If a spam call came in, you can block it on that app. So it's, I'll tell you what it does. It prevents you from getting a bunch of spam calls, right? When your physical phone number is listed there. Okay. That's what I figured, because you tend to get more spam calls like when your physical phone number is listed there. But sometimes some business owners, they're like, no, just leave it as my physical phone number because it's on all my business cards and all my T-shirts. You know what I mean? So that's why they say that. But I think it's a good option to have, so it blocks spam calls. And if at any time you decide you don't want the tracking number anymore, just let us know and we'll put it back to your phone number. It's not a big deal. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to tell them you want the tracking number. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Yeah, do all three.
All three. And what are your hours of operation? So you don't miss anything. are you 24/7, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Pretty much 24/7.
Okay.
So I still work 40 hours a week, but I work after work as well and on weekends, but I'll take calls anytime.
Okay.
So.
Okay, perfect. And what forms of payments? I would think that your job is like always on demand, especially on emergencies, you know?
Yeah.
And what are the forms of payments that you accept?
Right now, I accept check, cash, and my Cash App. Or
do you do Zelle?
Really? A what?
Zelle?
What is? No, I don't. Zelle? Actually, I don't know what.
So Zelle is through your bank, right? Like, for example, my daughters, as long as I have their phone number, they have it set up where from my bank, I can do like a transfer from my bank account and send money to theirs. We don't even have to be with the same bank. put it that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would check to see if your bank even offers that. Some banks don't. I don't know who you bank with, but it's an option.
You said Zelle?
Zelle. Z-E-L-L-E. So I would look into it just to see, because it goes directly into your bank account. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And then you did say Cash App, right? Is one of them that you use?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Now, I need you to find in your emails or your text messages, because we sent it to both, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and it would have came either before or after your welcome one. If it's easier for you to read off the ones that you're looking at now, I'll tell you which one to open.
You said the one that says we sent you a copy of your invoice?
Yes, sir, that one. So it goes on to read, right. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email located below. Please, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Click here to accept
the subscription terms. You'll click on where it says click here. It's towards, so it goes on to say, hello, Hunter. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Oh, you're one step ahead of me there. Okay. So you're on the Local Splash terms of experience. You're quick. Okay. You see where it shows your mobile phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. The two boxes below that, you're going to click in each box. The first one is basically saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The second box is certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is true and correct. Now, where it says sign, what you're going to do is, Hunter, is just sign your name exactly as it reads there. Hunter, recount, and then confirm your signature. When you do that, it should take you to a page that says Local Splash username and password. You see that?
Yep.
Okay. So that one text message that I sent you earlier with the customer support number, it also included your username and your password. This spot that you're looking at right now is called your client dashboard. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. So your username is your phone number. Your password is going to be fun, F-U-N, search. Now, if you try to get in it right now, it's not going to work because the technician has to create that and set it up. We just like to send you your credentials ahead of time. It should start working within the next 5 to 7 days, okay? We'll send you something to let you know. Now, there's also one that says get your business verified. Google may require additional information, right? So this is what we call getting you verified through Google. We're going to require some items from you, okay? It'll say action photos needed. Do you see that there? It'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay, I see the one that says to get your Google business verified might require a little,
Okay, try to look in ones before that. It'll say action needed, it'll say pictures needed for Google verification. And it'll say, hello, Hunter, to get your business verified, Google needs below mentioned information to proceed further. Kindly help us with pictures of the details mentioned below.
Let me look in my
Let me resend it to you email, so that way you can see it right away, because it might have been buried with everything. Because you got a lot of messages and emails from us. I just resent it to you.
Alrighty.
I think something came through.
I think I heard your phone. The URL.
Okay.
Yep.
So, all right, perfect. So, this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Google now does video verification, okay? There are some instances they might even do a PB text. Before they used to send the PIN code by mail. They don't do that anymore. Everything's going digital. So, to help us get you verified through Google faster, we require the following on this list. Now, some of these items you're not going to have. Don't worry about it. But send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or work van, whatever you use, your vehicle with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of your your paperwork for the LLC, because I know you don't have a license.
Okay.
But also you have insurance, so send us a photo of that. If you hand out business cards, send us a picture. If you do invoicing, send us a photo of that, but not with your client's information on it. Send us a picture of your workplace. The workplace could be like if you store your equipment in the corner of your garage, send us a photo of that, okay? And we provide you a URL that you can upload the pictures to, all right? Now, starting from tomorrow, we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview. We'll be calling you between 5 and 6 o'clock from an 877 number. Just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, Hunter, from tomorrow, we're working. We're getting stuff done here, okay? So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, and you're going to also be able to start logging into your tracking and reporting system. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and your website will be live. Those will be up and running, visible. What we state in our terms and conditions, what we sent you in writing, it says that the first page placement on Google – that can take between 30 to 45 days. I have, however, many times seen where it happens sooner. Okay? So, what we'll be doing is sending you notifications as each step is being completed. And so, tomorrow, just remember, we'll be calling you. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one calling to do the introduction. Okay?
Okay.
Other than that, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm so super excited for you. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of the afternoon. Get some rest, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Hunter. Thank you. Have a blessed evening, okay?
You too.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Alright. Bye.